Hello, everybody. Welcome to Cold Sauce. My name is Raheem Cox. This is the 31st episode of Cold Sauce. Cold Sauce is a podcast specifically designed to help mentally ill patients along with the journey of recovery. You can link to my podcast via my website, www.rootforcepublications.com. As part of this bi-weekly episode of Cold Sauce, what I will be discussing is the struggle to untangle your mind. Not to keep you waiting, let's start off. Mental illness, and basically what it is, and the form of mental lack that you have, being bipolar, schizophrenia, depression, mood swings, mainly most forms of mental illness are basically the clutter of the inner embodiment. The clutterness of the inner embodiment and improper form of living for too long. So when dealing with this country at whole, and dealing with the pace, dealing with finance, dealing with trying to educate yourself, dealing with your inner circle, dealing with trying to gain understanding of self, and trying to apply the right forms of livelihood to be a beneficial person to society. That in itself is almost like, if not approached properly, can clutter your mind. And that in itself, for someone, for most with mental illness, their mental illness derived from not being able to approach the manner of how to live suitably the correct way, the things that I just addressed a couple of seconds ago. So the struggle to untangle your mind in it could be very difficult, or it could be not too hard. Those that come to recovery by experience, if you were to ask someone with mental illness, and I said this in one of my episodes, and I mentioned this about how the ideas of the mentally ill, and how their format for coming to recovery, the trials and tribulations that they have been in to come to a sense of recovery, is almost priceless to someone else. You'd be surprised. The methods of the mentally ill, and how much effort they put into trying to trying to have a normal health status, that a lot of times the struggle to untangle your mind, dealing with an improper mental function, It could be difficult, or you can start off by getting rid of negative energy. That's where it all first starts. I believe, getting rid of negative energy, the struggle to untangle your mind. You have to understand where you're positioned as an individual within your household first. It all starts with self. Understand where you're positioned by self. Understand your obligations to yourself, your obligations to your household, your obligations to your family, and understand the obligations to your community. You will never be able to untangle your mind in a negative environment, in a negative household, in a household that's too negative. Now, when I speak on negative, what I noticed is a lot of people with mental illness, they feel that their household, their inner circle, is the main cause of why they are not functionable, and why they are not able to adapt to society, or that there's someone around them that is bringing them down. But now that I'm a little bit more experienced in life, and I'm a little bit older, I realize that for most part, when someone around you and yourself only is not able to cope with living properly, and you feel that those around you are the cause that is bringing you down, a lot of times that's because you haven't applied the proper format to be able to cope with how you want the things that you want out of life, vice the way those around you, how they feel about you. For most part, by experience, now that I'm older, and I realize this more and more every day, the able to cope with living a lot of times comes from bellying deep down inside. What I mentioned in one of my booklets that I just published, Find Your Niche. The ableness to cope with living a lot of times comes from, you know, a lot of people with mental illness, they feel their inner circle, their household, or those around them, or those in a nearby area, they feel that they can't function properly or they have no will to try to function properly because they feel that it's unavoidable. It's an unavoidable cause. If you're not tough, if you're not willing to think, if you're not willing to apply understanding, you will never break out of your mental illness. So the struggle to untangle your mind first starts with ridding negative energy. You know, sometimes you have to add on in a certain area. Sometimes you have to deduct in a certain area. Sometimes you have to divide in a certain area. Therefore, so the struggle to untangle your mind is an interesting statement. It's an interesting statement in itself, because this country is mainly built off confusion, deliberate confusion, deliberate manipulation, so that your mind is tangled. A lot of the way this country is formed was based off a higher class, upper class individuals, and trying to gain profit off of you. When you look at someone in society that's weak, a lot of times that was a deliberate attempt to lessen the mind of that person. That way, someone can gain profit off of them. So the struggle to untangle your mind is, this country is full of confusion, deliberate confusion, as I mentioned, deliberate manipulation. It all starts with the school system. In the large part of the school system in this country, they intentionally remediate you, especially the public school system. The public school system, for decades, they have been intentionally remediating students. Not only blacks, not only minorities. Manipulation goes on in Caucasian, manipulation goes on in Caucasian communities also. This country is based off of trying to narrow you down to a corner where someone can, use your labor so that they can earn money off of you. So the struggle to untangle your mind, if you're not a winner, if you're not willing to apply certain forms of skill, technique, what I learned from experience also, any other way, if you're just sitting in one spot and you're not trying to apply a regimen, that it, for any individual, whether you came from a poor neighborhood, a middle income class neighborhood, or a rich neighborhood, if you're just sitting in one spot dwelling for too long and, living the wrong way, the environmental factors of America will eventually tangle your mind to the point where you are mentally eroded and you're mentally cluttered. You're mentally cluttered, physically cluttered, or spiritually cluttered. So the struggle to untangle your mind is, especially here, where, in the US, not only from those that are mentally ill, but for normal citizens, speaking for someone that's recovered and that is has a positive outlook on life, I sacrificed a lot in order to get to the point where I can think clearly. That I know how it feels to have mental illness, and I know how it feels to be your mind to be eroded in so many areas. Because the interesting thing about mental illness and having your mind tangled, the interesting thing about mental illness, normal people have no understand have no nowhere near the agony and the pain and the viewpoints of someone that is mentally ill. Known people have nowhere near the from the outside looking in, you will never be able to determine just how much strain someone that is mentally ill is in. And that from my experience growing up, I definitely feel that I'm a one of a kind, because now that I'm recovered, I'm doing all that I can to give back and stop those and give assistance to those that are mentally ill. I just published I have a book coming out in about a month or so called From Mentally Ill to Mentally Rich. I want you to pick that up. I got a book coming out in about I also have a book coming out in about a week or so called Find Your Niche. Those two books are very beneficial to the mental health community. They both will help you recover a lot faster than I feel they were meant to, they'll help you recover a lot faster than the counseling and the watered down psychiatric practice and aid that is given by the system of America. So the struggle to untangle your mind stems a large part from how well you apply resilience, because without resilience, even if you have strong assets in your life as far as money, even if you have a strong inner circle, or even if you have you have a strong body, if you don't apply resilience, if you don't try to, formulate why when why the problems in your life when they encountered and how to counter them, if you don't take the time out step by step, day by day, week by week, to apply methods to counter your problems, you will never be able to untangle your mind. So the struggle to untangle your mind is very interesting. Mental health recovery deals with mental health recovery. See, I'm a mental health advocate, and I speak on mental health recovery in many different areas. And why I do this, a lot of people look at me and they say, why are you just sharing? Why are you just sharing yourself like that?" I believe that I'm in this position for a reason, and I believe I'm well-rounded enough in order to share. And So the struggle, resilience. Resilience is very important to the struggle to untangle your mind, because for those that are mentally ill, I can't determine just how a detrimental of a situation that you are in your household or in your community, why your mind is so cluttered. I'm only speaking from a certain angle. Why your mind is so cluttered, I can't determine that. But what I can say is, if you are resilient, speaking from someone that is intelligent, I want you to listen to this. If you apply resilience, you are taking a step up the ladder any other way. If you apply resilience the proper way, even in a negligent setting, you are taking a step up the ladder any other way if you're resilient. So I just want you to know that. What I learned the most from my mind being fragmented when it comes to my livelihood, I was doing a lot of things wrong. So when I was in my stages of mental illness, what I couldn't comprehend, and my mind was tangled, I was doing a lot of things wrong. I was dieting wrong. I was treating people wrong. I was doing drugs. I wasn't exercising. I wasn't, I didn't value myself. I was doing a lot of things wrong. So for those that are out there and they feel their mind's fragmented or tangled, you might want to take note that you might be doing a lot of things wrong about you might be you might be doing a lot of things wrong and not know it. So that's very important. You might be doing a lot of things wrong and not notice it. So you gotta take everything one step at a time and try to come to a means of understanding, you know? So the path toward recovery and the struggle to untangle your mind first starts with studying the behalf of your positioning mentally, physically, and spiritually, and thinking down the line and not only current. So you have to know yourself in and out. And that could take sitting in one spot for at least an hour a day. Taking out time to sit in one spot for an hour a day. As I mentioned in my early episodes, reading, listening, and observing. Taking out time to be humble and apply humbleness, that's very important. So if you feel that your mind is cluttered and there was a time when you had a normal mental health status, you should know first off that if you once had a normal mental health status and your mind is fragmented or cluttered now at an older age, more than 95% of the time, that's because you're doing something wrong that negates your well-being. You have to apply the right forms of living in order to recover from mental illness. So from experience, mental illness is largely the result of your mentals, physicals, or spirituals being tangled. So the part of psychiatric care that is missing from so many facilities and institutions is that they're not gonna. I'm trying to help you recover a little bit faster. That's my goal. That's my goal since I started this podcast episode a year and a half ago. That's been my goal, and I feel like I've been doing very well. I couldn't make it this far in podcasting, in broadcasting mental health care if I wasn't footed, ha had a sense of strong awareness myself. So mentals, physicals, and spirituals, very important to the mental health community. The interesting thing about the psychiatric care given in institutions and facilities around America is that they're very watered down, and but some of them, some psychiatric care, honestly, if you're willing to listen, if you're willing to take what they said and multiply it about two to four, five times, you know, take the time out to take what they said and add on to it, sometimes it can be beneficial, you know. But the thing about it is, you know, they speak in a manner where a lot of therapists, counselors, psychologists, doctors, they speak in a manner where if this person is not standing in front of me right now, I won't have a job. So I would advise you, if you're within the mental health community, if you're listening to this podcast, refer this podcast to someone else with mental problems. That way, you know, it works out. It works out for everybody. It works out for us all. So, you know, this podcast is very beneficial. This wrote, you know, an interesting thing about having your mind cluttered at a young age or an older age is that it could be a small thing that it could be a small thing that's deterring your mind. It could be something that's moderate, or it could be something that's large. You know, it doesn't have to always be something that's big, that's determining your mindset. You have to read. It's very important to read, and you know, and advance your mind as society advances also. It's very important to advance your mind as society advances also, because a closed mouth doesn't get fed, and an uneducated one doesn't either. So it's very important to enlighten yourself and learn. Because when you gain awareness, you're almost 9 to 10 times as likely to be able to jump over an obstacle that is trying to stop you. You know, if you, when you gain awareness, you are actually mo when you gain awareness, you are a lot more reading and listening and you know asking questions, you know, and informing yourself. That actually helps you out in more areas than you think. You know, now that I'm on, you know, I want to take the time out to I want to take the time out to speak on my next books that I got coming up. One called Find Your Niche. That's self-taught principles and guidelines by myself that I utilize over time for finding my niche. Finding a niche basically means coming to a form of comfort and finding your purpose in living. So Find Your Niche, it'll be on my website, www.rootforcepublications.com. It's very beneficial to the mental health community. And it's very beneficial to anyone. It speaks in a universal language for anybody. And I have another book coming out, From Mentally Ill to Mentally Rich. That is very beneficial. I want you to look out for that. You can find that via Amazon.com. From Mentally Ill to Mentally Rich is probably actually both of them are very, very well written books and very well spoken. So if you are within the mental health community, you could pick up those books, and I guarantee you that they will help you in many areas. They will assist you towards mental health recovery a lot faster than the psychiatric care given in your nearby community. So that's it for Cold Source for this week. I hope you gain much on mental health awareness. Tune in 2 weeks for the next episode. If you feel Cold Source was beneficial, you can stop by my website and donate to the future cause of Cold Source. Once again, my website is www.rootforcepublications.com. Thank you.